Since the last time the Browns beat the Bengals, they are now 4-2 and are looking to snap a two-game losing streak. And no one understands the importance of this game more than head coach Rob Chizinski.
Okay, good morning. As I mentioned, Monday, important game against Cincinnati this week. They're first place in the division, in the driver's seat. Extremely talented, well-coached team. And playing them on the road and a tough place to play. As you look at their team offensively, they're very explosive. Andy Dalton is a playmaker, one of the top young quarterbacks in the league. They have a solid offensive line, and they're really loaded at the skill positions. Two running backs that are playmakers for them, Green Ellis and Bernard. Their tight ends, Gresham and Eifert, are outstanding. And we all know about A.J. Green and the type of player he is. Marvin Jones is playing real good football for them, and Sanu as well. On defense, excellent scheme and personnel. Their front seven is outstanding. Johnson and Dunlap at the defensive end position create a lot of issues for people. Pico inside, and obviously Atkins was hurt 2 weeks ago, but you look at him and Brandon Thompson stepped right in and I thought played outstanding against Baltimore. Their linebackers are an excellent group as well. Harrison, Maluga, and Burfict. You look at those guys playing great football, flying around. Obviously, Maluga was hurt, and Vincent Ray stepped in last week, and I thought played very well. Solid secondary. Again, they battled some injuries, but guys have stepped up. Pac-Man Jones and Newman at the corner position, and Nelson's playing very good at safety. Their special teams, they're really solid in the kicking game. They have an outstanding returner in Brandon Tate. This is going to be, again, a great challenge for us, a great opportunity for us, and I expect our guys to respond. Our focus has been good through the bye week, and we'll need to be at our best as a team. I'll take questions now.
Chad, you call this an important game. What gives you the most confidence that this group is ready for kind of this big moment?
Yeah, I mean, they're all important, everyone, as you look back and at the beginning of the season, last week's game, and the ones going forward, they're all important, and this is the most important one this week. Our guys, I think, have had a taste of some success. I think they believe in themselves. We know we have a lot of areas we have to improve on and are continuing to work on those areas, and I just really like our guys' focus right now. I have. I think there's a lot of examples that you can look at of guys who have grown as players, matured as professionals, and have gotten better as the season's gone on. And obviously the experience of playing and having some success helps.
Most coaches at this time of year find comfort in having a veteran quarterback on the field, not a guy you're trying to find out if you can win with them or not. So how comforting is it going into this stretch with that type of player at quarterback?
I'm very pleased with Jason and, what he's done. He's really been efficient in managing the offense. He's made good decisions, has not turned the ball over. Even more so, he's a guy that I know when tough stretches come that, he can respond to that adversity and battle through those tough stretches, and that's a key to that position.
Chad, Andy Dalton's thrown three interceptions each of the last two games. What do you see there? Is there a common reason for those?
He's played against some pretty good defenses, as you look at those games. You go and look at the season. Obviously, he's won six games this season, and that says enough. And some of the teams that they've beaten along the way, he's led the team to the playoffs. I think the guy's a great young player in this league. And with the crew and the guys around him, it's a formidable group with a lot of weapons. We have to be playing on our game every snap because you look at, I think they have six or seven guys that have 30 or more yard plays. So they're a big play team. They're an explosive team that on any given play can give you a big problem.
What level of optimism do you have that the running game will make the improvements that it needs?
Yeah, it's something that we've taken a hard look at during the bye week. We want to have balance. We want and recognize that we need to improve. the running game. Obviously, whatever it takes to win, and we've played some good teams that are loading up on us in the run game, but we feel like we've identified some things and are going to take the steps and have taken the steps to try to improve that part of our offense.
You spoke about some of the guys, the younger guys that have grown up. I'm assuming Buster Screen would be one of those guys. When you looked at the tape when you took the job of him, his season last year to where he is today, what's been the thing that has impressed you the most in his improvement?
I think it's his confidence in his own abilities. You look at a guy who has a lot of ability. He can move, he can run, he can do all the things that you want from a corner in this league. But trusting himself, trusting his technique, and playing that way, I think are the biggest improvements, and those come with playing more and more.
Ray has spoken a couple times about we haven't seen all of the defense yet. I'm wondering, as he has improved, has it allowed the defense to Ray call a little bit different game because he has a little bit more faith or confidence in that secondary?
We have. We've evolved defensively as the season has gone on, and as guys have gotten more comfortable in understanding what to do. And I think that Buster's development, and I look at the whole secondary of how, look at Tashawn Gibson. And, there's a number of guys, as I've mentioned, we can go through position by position and look at a lot of guys that I feel have made improvements. And, I think that Louie and Bobby have done a great job with the secondary and with Buster in particular. And it allows us to do more things as guys improve.
Let's go back to the running game. You guys haven't given up on running, even though you haven't gained a lot of yards. What does that do to maintain that consistency and commitment to still run the ball 20, 30 times a game, even if you're not gaining a lot?
Yeah, when I speak to balance, it's not necessarily the number of runs versus the number of passes, but the ability to have that threat and that, the willingness to do it as well. And there's going to be situations that come up as the season goes on, and there always is in games. Different points in games where you have to be able to run the ball. And again, we recognize that and that willingness and that commitment is there. And, there'll be some times where we're going to need to do it as the season goes on and probably in this game.
About the job that Joe Hayden did on A.J. Green in the first game and, just how well A.J. has been playing this season too.
Yeah, I mean, A.J.'s been playing great, and you go back. I go back to a few years ago when he came out, and we studied him hard and looked at him, and just a fabulous talent, great person, and, really works at his trade and one of the best in the game. So anytime you're playing that type of guy, that's where the competitive nature of a player comes out, and I think that Joe has had that that response and welcomes the challenge, and it's a great challenge for Joe.
Did you mention there are a couple of tight ends? How do you think you guys have done defending tight ends? I think of that Lions game when the rookie got you guys, but overall, how do you think you've done defending them?
Well, I'd say that it's mixed. There's been some guys that have gotten free and had some games, and you spoke to in the Detroit game, and I thought for the most part we had decent coverage on it. Those big guys are tough, because they're open sometimes when they're not open, and I think overall, just looking at it and studying the cut-ups from a self-scout standpoint, again, that I feel like we're improved and have improved as the season's gone on, and our guys understanding matching up properly and just playing better in coverage.
Craig Robertson, because he has to cover those guys a lot of the time.
Yeah, not just Craig, but everybody that would get matched up or in zones, being in the right spots and matching properly in zones. I think I see that improvement as the season's going on.
What makes Gio Bernard a challenge for a defense, not only as a runner, but things he can do on the screen?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real versatile guy. Obviously he has a lot of juice and can make guys miss. He's great at the screens, has a nice patience, and they get him the ball in that situation. And as a runner, he's shifty and can make guys miss.
Chad, you had the one road win, but is that kind of next step in the evolution's team, is just maybe a little bit better on the road?
Yeah, it's something that we want to do. And again, this is a time where we need to do that and want to do that. Playing and going in a tough place, and we talked last time we were together, I think on Monday, about, you know, the focus that's needed on the road, the fact that the whole team has to play and play well together on the road. You don't have a lot of fans, so you have to generate your own energy. And, you know, so those are the things that we need to try to do this weekend.
You remember, obviously, as a Browns fan growing up, that this at one time, if you go back to the late 80s, this was a pretty good rivalry as far as the, both teams were good at the same time. Is it kind of nice to see, you know, a relevant game between these two teams late in the season? And what does it portend for these two franchises?
Well, I think that's the great thing about this division. There's a lot of history there, and there's, you know, a lot of history in that they're linked. And so, you know, it's there's a lot of, in this division, a lot of those type of rivalries and history there that, you know, and it's exciting, again, to play in a game and play against a team, you know, where they're at. And, you know, again, they're in the driver's seat in the division and leading the division, and we have an opportunity to go play them. And you know, guys are excited about that and where we're at right now.
Phrase a couple weeks ago, kid brother, no longer the kid brother within this division, and obviously beating the Ravens was a big step into moving forward from that. But and that seems to be something the players have really taken to as well. What's your sense about, you know, their readiness and their willingness to really assert themselves as a legitimate contender in this division and not just talking about it?
Yeah, I think the guys are focused on that and excited about that. And at the end of the day, all that matters is what you do on the field. So the willingness is there, and we have to have a good week of preparation and transfer it onto the field, and that's the bottom line.
Time for a couple more questions. Steve, did you have a
question? How did Campbell look on Monday, throwing the ball? We talked to you before, I think.
Perhaps. He looks fine.
Fine.
Yeah. No issues.
What's your role in Pinkston? Is he going this week?
I mean, he's up now, so he'll have the opportunity. We can have him up, we can put him down, whatever. So he's on the roster full time. As of right now, Greco and Laval will still be the starters, and we'll see as Jason gets back into it and gets more reps, you know, how he's, but he's progressed and he's improved, and you know, we're trying to get him back to that form that he had prior to his injuries.
If you look at some of those shorter throws as an extension of the running game, you know, some of those quick hits and whatever, so it's not necessarily, you know, line up and try to plow ahead for 3 or 4 yards at a time?
Yeah, I think that all those things come together, you know, whether it's screens, the shorter throws, the quick throws, even checkdowns are ways of getting guys yards and getting them out in space and creating the same type of opportunities as a run game can create.
Thank you.